We pray. God of heaven above, Lord of earth below, bless these moments that we who are below may join you above. Amen. Last time I was up here, I may have given a wrong impression. Talking about the pathway of life, I put a lot of emphasis on the final destination. In fact, I went so far as to say, what really matters is not the journey, but the destination. Now, although I'm sure that you understood what I was trying to say, I still need to go on record as saying the journey does matter. God did not whisk us into heaven the moment we came to faith. He left us here on earth. And he said to us, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths where the good way is and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. So he spoke through Jeremiah, the prophet. God has given us a journey. He's laid a pathway out before us and told us to walk in it as long as we live. And it's the same for everybody. It's called the pathway of righteousness. The word righteous or righteousness refers to everything that is right in the sight of God. Does God leave us in doubt as to what this is? Does he leave it up to us to somehow produce our own definition for righteousness? Well, if we did that, we would surely get it wrong. In his word, in the Holy Scriptures, God clearly lays out what constitutes righteousness. He clearly lays out the pathway in which we should walk. And there is no mistaking what it is that he wants of us. Oh yes, there are people who disagree with what he says and reject it, but his word is clear. First of all, his righteousness has been outlined in what is called the law. And in the law, he speaks of love. Love for God, the true God, and love for one's neighbor. The Ten Commandments show us how love applies, how it applies to the name of God, to the worship of God, how it applies to those who are put in authority over us, our parents and superiors, how it applies to those who are alongside of us, our neighbors, our spouses, how love applies to their bodies, to their chastity, to their property, their reputations, and everything else that they have. So, this is the way of love. Secondly, his righteousness is outlined in the gospel. Now, actually, this is not a different righteousness. It's the same one. The righteousness the gospel talks about is that which Christ achieved by fulfilling the law, by carrying out the acts of love. Christ's whole life was full of perfect love. By living such a life, by walking that pathway of righteousness, Christ then gained that complete and perfect righteousness which he in turn credits to those or to us. Furthermore, he has removed the curse of the law by suffering that for us also. So in the law we see the way of love, in the gospel we see the way of faith. Faith and love. That's the old way that Jeremiah talks about. It is that good way that's 6,000 years old. A pathway of faith and love. Faith in Jesus, and that's what makes us righteous in the sight of God. So that sets us on the pathway of righteousness. And love then is the response of our hearts once we have achieved full righteousness in Christ. So ask for those old paths, that old journey, where the good way is, and walk in it, and then you will find rest for your souls. The journey of faith and love. So we know that we do not have to somehow create our own pathway to walk. That we have to somehow level everything out and we have to pave the road ourselves. It's all been done for us. Every valley has already been exalted. Every mountain and hill has been made low. The crooked places have been made straight. The rough places have been smoothed out. Jesus did it all through his life, death, and resurrection. So the journey is there. It's all paved out for us, and we need only walk in it, guided and strengthened by the Holy Spirit. The moment we came to faith, God nudged us to take our first step on that way of righteousness. And that's the way it's been ever since. God repeatedly and continually nudging us along, moving us along on that way of faith and love. And when moved by love, then we do what he wants us to do, although imperfectly. When we fail, he nudges us again with the word of forgiveness. And faith clings to that word as we journey along the way. And that word moves us onward in love. And so he says, by going on this journey, this pathway, we find rest for our souls all along the way. Only on that ancient way laid out by Christ can we find this kind of rest. Our souls rest from the struggle of being forced to keep the law of God in order to be righteous. We are at rest from that. We don't have to do that. Our souls rest from the fear that the law is going to condemn us for having sinned. That condemnation is taken away. We find our rest in Christ. The ways of the world will bring no rest. They continue in inner turmoil and fear. They believe that they have to do something to make themselves right in the sight of God, and they just can't do it. And so they live in this continual fear of death and impending eternal doom. Try as they might, change the requirements, change the God, deny the reality, it doesn't matter. They can find no rest for their souls. Christ repeated these words of Jeremiah when he pointed to himself and said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Truly, Christ is that way. He is the journey. Walk in Christ. Believe in him, live in him, love in him. That's the journey. And does the journey matter? Most certainly it does. It matters because this journey takes us to the destination. It is the only way of rest for your souls in this life and eternal rest in heaven. So the destination, certainly, that is ultimately what matters. But what good is the journey if it doesn't bring you to that destination? Because this journey takes us to our destiny, to be with God, to live in glory, the journey matters. We pray. O God, help us to walk on the pathway of the righteous. Cause its light to shine ever more brightly until the perfect day arrives, so that we may see clearly and rest in complete confidence that we are on the path to glory. Grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Hymn 4:13 verse